தாராளமானோ டெகன்ஸ் மூணு பிரிமியா நடுவர் நாடு விலை சில மீட்டு சோவை தத்தளவு
People and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
1. mail 2011. aastal teatasid Valge Maja ja president Barack Obama, et Osama bin Laden hukkus USA salajase operatsiooni tagajärjel Pakistanis. Väidetavalt oli bin Laden relvastamata ning ei osutanud mingit vastupanu. Mille tagajärjel ta silmapilkselt hukati. Avalikkuse ette toodi väga vähe asitõendeid ja nii on see tänaseni. Bin Ladeni surnukeha hävitati juba enne uudise väljakäimist. Ning mis kõige uskumatum, tema ja tema tegude üle pole mitte kunagi tehtud kohtuotsust. Meeldetuletuseks, isegi FBI tagaotsitavate isikute kodulehel ei seostatud Bin Ladenit mitte kunagi 911 rünnakutega. Tema surnukeha visati maffia stiilis üle laevaparda kuhugile ookeani sügavikku. Kogu Bin Ladeni tapmisoperatsioon on tekitanud taaskord rohkem küsimusi kui vastuseid. Loomulikult tekitas selline avaldus Bin Ladeni surmast üle maailma tohutud kriitikat. Kas nad poleks mitte pidanud alustama Bin Ladeni kui väidetava 911 terrorirünnakute peakavandaja ülekuulamist? Kuidas te suutsite korraga kaaperdada 4 lennukit? Kui palju inimesi osales selles operatsioonis? Kas Al-Qaedal on tuumapomme?
The death of Osama bin Laden may have been praised around the world, but that world is now bracing itself for a terror response. Meanwhile, the news that the body of the Al-Qaeda leader was buried at sea is doing little to counter claims he's still alive. And as RT's Ganya Chichikan reports, the aim of the operation may have been as much to do with winning elections as the war on terror.
Kuid fotod bin Ladeni surnukehast viskasid veel rohkem õli tulla.
Will confirm the confirmation is through what's called facial recognition?
Well, they're using facial recognition to make an initial identification. They'll use DNA to confirm that.
Okay, well, let's have the comparison picture. Let's see the picture that is being released. This is the picture that is being claimed is Osama bin Laden. And if we show you a picture of him whilst he was alive, what do you make of this?
There are certain features in every human face that are used in facial recognition. Things like the measurement of the distance between the pupils of the eyes, the distance from the eyes to the tip of the nose, from the tip of the nose to the bottom of the lip. All of these are fairly consistent.
You think that's the man?
It certainly looks like him.
Yeah. Tim?
I think it certainly looks like him.
Siin pildil on väidetavalt hukatud Osama bin Laden 1. mail aastal 2011. See siin aga on üldlevinud foto bin Ladenist ja veel kolmas foto kellestki tapetust. Kas näete sarnasust? See sama foto, mis avaldati maailmale. Iga selgemõistusega ja kallutamata arvamusega inimene saab aru, et tegu on lihtlabase pilditöötlusega. Kuid kõige omapärasem selle foto juures on asjaolu, et YouTube'is levis see sama foto juba aasta enne ametliku Osama bin Ladeni surma. Kasutaja nimega 74PBG on selle sama foto juba üles laadinud 24. aprillil 2010. aastal. Klipi nimi on Osama bin Laden tot. See video on endiselt üleval ja igaüks saab seda YouTube'ist vaadata. Interview mehega, kes oli väidetavalt Osama bin Ladeni naaber.
It was an assault carried out by the United States in which they captured and killed Osama bin Laden. What did you
when
think when you heard
back
the news?
At 4 o'clock from there to my house, I opened the news and this is about Osama bin Laden. I was shocked. And to be honest, I'm living here all my life. And you know that if somebody new comes in your street, in your area, you always know. Like somebody is, you can feel them, you can see the movement. I ever seen anything like that. I can't believe that.
To be honest, I always go in the evening walk from my house to the same house where they said the Osama bin Laden, the next house is my other house, which I rented to my cousin friend. And I every day in the evening we went there,
by walk with my wife for the just walking. I never seen anything like that, and that's why I can't believe that. And to be honest, it's not true. Osama, maybe some other people, but Osama is not a, you know, the bird who came, fly, went to the inside, because this is restricted area. When we came out from outside to come here, to always army will say, oh, where's your ID card? Okay. So it's not believed. Unbelievable.
Right. Thank you very much. An interesting reaction. That was Jung Ya Khan, a local resident here who said he walked by this house quite frequently and just really had no idea, or certainly would never conceive, that Osama bin Laden, the world's most wanted man, could be living right on his doorstep.
At a time of unity and joy over the death of this evil man, Americans could be missing the bigger picture. In the last 10 years, the war on terror and the way it's been conducted has earned them more enemies than friends.
Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us.
USA ise rahastab Al-Qaedat. Siseringides kutsutakse hoopis seda Al-Qaedaks. Kokkuvõttes ei suutnud USA Bin Ladeni tapmisega oma usaldusväärsust tõsta, vaid külvas juurde veel rohkem küsimusi ning kahtlusi kogu poliitilise süsteemi kohta. Ka USA järgmine avaldus meenutab rohkem süseed maffia filmist kui diplomaatilist poliitikat. USA ähvardus. Tapame Al-Qaeda uue juhi. 17. juuli 2011. Veider on ka fakt, et mitte kunagi pole proovitud nii nimetatud Al-Qaeda juhtidega maha istuda ja erimeelsused selgeks rääkida. Millegi pärast tundub USA-le ja NATO-le lihtsam variant saata Afganistani, Iraaki ja nii edasi kümneid tuhandeid sõdureid tapatööle. Kas mitte meie ise ei õpeta oma lastele, et vägivald ei lahenda mitte midagi? Ja et jälgi veel rohkem segada, teatati paar nädalat peale Bin Ladeni operatsiooni, et samas piirkonnas juhtus USA vägede helikopteriga õnnetus, mille kõik pardal olijad hukkusid. Need hukkunud olid sõjaväelased, kes viisid läbi nii nimetatud Osama Bin Ladeni tabamise ning tahtsid tulla välja avaldusega, et tegu oli pettusega. Kokkuvõtteks saadi USA tähesõdade tehnikaabil kätte Afganistani koobastes end varjanud Bin Laden. Selleks kuulus 10 aastat. Triljoneid dollareid, üle miljoni hukkunud iraaklase ja afganistaanlase, üle 2 miljoni vigastatu ja 2 riigi täielik hävitamine. Kas see oli seda väärt? Osama Bin Ladeni CIA kood nimi 80-ndatel oli Tim Osman. Osama Bin Laden suri detsembris 2001 neerupuudulikkuse tagajärjel. Sellest teatasid mitmed Lähi-Sida ajalehed, näiteks The Pakistan Observer ja Egiptuse ajaleht Al-Waft 26. detsembril 2001.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Much calmer situation and a much better evacuation. And these people.
Üks asi on aga kindel. Vabaduse nimel käib võimas sõda. Kuid see sõda ei käi nende vastu, keda meile nina alla hõõrutakse. Mõelge loogiliselt. Kui palju teie vabadust on piiranud Osama Bin Laden või Taliban või Al-Qaeda või Saddam Hussein? Vastus on null. Meie vabadust on hakanud kontrollima need samad inimesed, kes väidetavalt meie vabadust kaitsevad. Viisade saamiseks peame andma oma sõrmejäljed, skännerid, detailsed pildid silmadest, metallidetektorid. Lennujaamades skanneeritakse kõik läbi. Kui sa lendad USA's, siis otsitakse ka läbi sinu kõige privaatsemad piirkonnad. CSA võtab tööle karistatud kurjategijaid, perverte ja pedofiile. Vaimselt haiged inimesi, kes naudivad teiste alandamist.
With full body scanners and enhanced pat-downs, flying is not what it used to be.
That does not give the NRA to violate our civil rights.
Thomas Molman of Missouri City says he was treated like a criminal and claims a TSA officer touched him inappropriately during an invasive pat-down. It happened, he says, at the Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport.
Put his hand in between my underwear and my skin. You know, and did a 360 all the way around, touching certain sensitive points in the back and the front.
Vabaduse nimel käib tõepoolest sõda. Kuid see kõik on alles algus. Lõppfaasis saame kõik endale kiipimplantaadi nagu koduloomad. Paljud ameeriklased on juba lasknud endaga manipuleerida ja end kiibistanud.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
Lõpuks on kõik inimesed kiibistatud ja lisatud jälgitavasse võrgustikku, kus iga su samm saab dokumenteeritud. Ja kui sa lähed üle piiri, siis lülitatakse su kiip lihtsalt välja. Kuid selleks ajaks toimib kogu ühiskond kiipidega. Selline saab olema tulevik. Vältimatu maailma ühine majandussüsteem, kus kõikide liikumised ja tehingud on talletatud ning jälgitavad. Kõige uskumatum asja juures on see, et totalitaarset võimu ei suruta inimestele vägisi peale, vaid nad hakkavad seda ise tahtma, et end terroristide eest kaitsta. Sest põlvkondade jooksul on inimestesse ainult hirmu külvatud ja enamik inimesi on lootusetult reaalsusest eemaldunud. Nad pööravad tähelepanu ettesöödetud väärtustele, nagu religioon, patriotism, rass, rikkus, sotsiaalne klass ja nii edasi, märkamata, mis maailmas tegelikult toimub. 2007. aastal sai USA kaitseministeerium terrorismi vastase sõja pidamiseks riigilt 161,8 miljardit USA dollarit. Ametlikel andmetel hukkus 2004. aastal erinevate terroriorganisatsioonide tegude tagajärjel maailmas eripaigus kokku 1907 inimest. Nendest 68 olid ameeriklased. Võttes need numbrid aluseks, näeme, et igal aastal sureb 2 korda rohkem inimesi maapähkli allergia tagajärjel kui terroristide käe läbi. Number 1 surma põhjustavateks haigusteks USA's on aga südame-veresoonkonna haigused, tappes igal aastal circa 450 000 inimest. USA 2007. aasta eelarves määrati südamehaiguste uuringuteks 2,9 miljardit dollarit. See tähendab, et 2007. aastal kulutas USA valitsus 54 korda rohkem raha terrorismile kui haigusele, mis tapab iga aasta 6600 korda rohkem inimesi kui terrorism. See on täiesti absurdne. Kes ei mõista, kui ebaloogiline see on, peab olema Globaalne eliit on paanikas, kuna rahvas on sellest ohutust pettusest ja illusioonist üles ärkamas. Kogu süsteem on kokku varisemas.
We've been told over and over again that this is a war on terror. But is this a war on terror or a war for profit? We know that there are hundreds of government contractors in Iraq right now with countless contracts. Let's take a look at one of these government contracts, a no-bid contract that was awarded to Halliburton. The Houston Chronicle reported that 82,000 gallons of liquid propane fuel were to be transported to Baghdad. But they weren't going to be transported from the United States to Baghdad. They were going to be transported from Kuwait to Baghdad, a distance of approximately 300 miles. I contacted a liquid propane company and asked how many trucks it would take to transport 82,000 gallons of fuel. I was told about 10 trucks. I asked, how much would you charge to transport those 10 trucks approximately 300 miles? I was told approximately $1 per mile per truck for a total of approximately $3,000. I asked if this was a government contract, how much would the charge be? And I was told that it would be 2 or 3 times that amount. So let's say it would be $10,000. The question is, how much was Halliburton awarded to transport this fuel? The answer, $27.5 million. How many of your tax dollars went to pay Halliburton to transport this fuel? Wouldn't it have been cheaper to have 10 privates drive those trucks that distance? The question is, how much money is coming out of the United States taxpayers' dollars to pay for this war and is being funneled into the pockets of companies like Halliburton? Is this a war for profit? You decide.
See siin on legendaarne meelelahutusärimees, filmiprodutsent ja hilisem poliitik Aaron Russo. Temast paremale jääb Nicholas Rockefeller, kurikuulsast Rockefellerite panga ja äridünastiast. Pärast aastate pikkust sõprust tegi Aaron suhtele lõpu, kui sai teada eliidi tõelistest plaanidest inimkonnaga.
I met Rockefeller through a female attorney I knew, who called me up one day and said, one of the Rockefellers would like to meet you. I had made a video called Mad as Hell, and he'd seen the video and wanted to meet me, and knew I was running for governor of Nevada. So sure, I'd love to meet him. And I met him, and I liked him, and he was a very, very smart man, and we used to talk and share ideas and thoughts. He said to me, you join us, so you have an ID card there, and you know, you have a chip, and your chip will say KMA on it. And I said, what does KMA mean? He said, it means kiss my ass. And anybody stops you, a cop or whatever, and you show them your card or your chip, and they'll know to leave you alone, because you're one of us. And he's the one who told me 11 months before 9/11 ever happened that there was going to be an event. Never told him what the event was going to be, but there was going to be an event. And out of that event, we were going to invade Afghanistan to run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We were going to invade Iraq, you know, to take over the oil fields, establish a base in the Middle East, and make it all part of the New World Order. And we'd go after Chavez in Venezuela. And sure enough, later 9/11 happened. And I remember he was telling me how how you're going to see soldiers looking in caves for people in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all these places, and there's going to be this war on terror, which is no real enemy, and the whole thing is a giant hoax, you know. But it's a way for the government to take over the American people.
He told you it was going to be a hoax.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's no question. He says there's going to be war on terror, and he's just laughing. There's no who are we fighting? I mean, why do you think 9/11 happened, and then nothing's happened since then? Do you think that our security is so great here that these people who pulled off 9/11, who are able to, can't knock down another plane? Come on, it's ridiculous. 9/11 was done by people in our own government and our own banking system to perpetuate the fear of the American people into subordinating themselves to anything the government wants them to do. An endless war without any real enemy. That you can never, so you can never define a winner.
And did he say that it's going to be perfect because you can't define an enemy, it just goes on?
Yeah, because you can't define a winner. There's no one who has no one to beat, so it goes on and on forever. And they can do whatever they want. They scare the hell out of the American public. Look, this whole war on terror is a fraud. It's a farce. It's very difficult to say it out loud because people are intimidated against saying it. Because if you say it, they want to make you into a nutcase. The truth has to come out. That's why I'm doing this interview. The fact of the matter happens to be that the whole war on terror is a fraud, it's a farce. Yeah, there's a war going on in Iraq, because we invaded Iraq, and people over there fighting, you know. But the war on terror, it's a joke, you know. And until we discover what really happened on 9/11, and who was responsible for 9/11, because that's where the war on terror emanates from. That's where it comes from. It was 9/11 that allowed this war on terror to begin. And until we get to the bottom root of 9/11, the truth of 9/11, we'll never know about the war on terror.
Mida rohkem informatsiooni läbi töödelda, seda rohkem tuleb välja fakte. Vaadake, mida ütles kogemata 9/1 komisjoni liige Timothy Romer.
At any point during this day, were you just in a very base way afraid?
There were many times, Miles, that you were afraid, that you were you were worried, especially when I was standing in front of the Pentagon that night, seeing one of our fortresses pried open by a missile airplane, thinking about the number of people that probably died on the plane and on the ground, especially when I was standing in front of the Pentagon that night, seeing one of our fortresses pried open by a missile airplane, thinking about the number of people that probably died on the plane.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a parent looking for the murder of my son. And you have to be a moron to think that 19 Arabs did it. Again, my dogs know better than that. So that's very important. Put yourself in my shoes and think of your child being murdered. And you've never had an investigation. Well, how would you feel if they refused to investigate the murder of your child?
Pidagem meeles, et 1995. aasta Oklahoma City pommitamise järgne ajupesu tõi presidendi valimistel võidu Bill Clintonile. Koheselt peale Oklahoma City pommitamist piirati Ameerikas isikuvabadusi. See kõik oli plaanipärane. Olukorras, kus USA majandus on ajaloo kõige raskemas olukorras ja Barack Obama reitingud on rekordmadalal tasemel, vajab ka tema uut terrorirünnakut või mingit muud maailma raputavat sündmust, et ta jätkata saaks. Siin kohal tasub mainida, et maavärinaid ja tsunamisid saab USA ise tekitada HAARP-tehnoloogiaga, mille ainus avalik keskus asub Alaskal. HAARP Alaska on avalik relv ilma kontrollimiseks ja manipuleerimiseks, kuid salajasi HAARP-e on veel mitu tükki üle maailma. Samuti on ka Hubble'i teleskoope rohkem kui üks. Seda kõike on kinnitanud Dr. Joe Resnick, kes on mõlema projektiga tihedalt seotud olnud. Bush, Blair, Obama ja kõik teised nii nimetatud juhid ja võimukandjad on ise etturid palju suuremas mängus. Nemad on selle pusle üksikud killud, mitte kogupilt. Nemad on lihtsalt käpik nukust käsutäitjad, kes ilma ette antud tekstita ei oska mitte midagi öelda.
Mr. President, you've been a governor and a president, so you have a unique experience looking at it from two directions. What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. Okay. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Stretch. Big stretch.
Sorry. Mr. President. I know you said there'll be a time for politics, but you've also said you wanted to change the tone of Washington. Howard Dean recently seemed to muse aloud whether you had advanced knowledge of 9/11. Do you agree or disagree with the RNC that this kind of rhetoric borders on political hate speech?
Yeah. There's time for politics. And, you know, it's time for politics, and it's an absurd insinuation.
Sellised poliitikud kuuluvad ühise nimetaja poliitiline prostituut alla. Ka enamus Eesti poliitikud kuuluvad sinna gruppi. Kuna kogu 911 karussell on niivõrd absurdne, tuleb üha enam avaliku elu tegelasi välja oma arvamusega.
The more you look at stuff, especially specific incidents, specific events in or around the fateful day, it just raises a lot of questions.
The questions Charlie Sheen is raising about the 9/11 attacks are raising a lot of eyebrows. Our email inbox immediately started to overflow, and the coverage on Showbiz Tonight is getting a lot of attention. The website 9/11 blogger calls Showbiz Tonight's coverage, quote, the first time a major news station has covered 9/11 questions in any reasonable format.
We're not the conspiracy theorists on this particular issue. It seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets That feels like a conspiracy theory.
Sheen also made another shocking suggestion that we may not know the full story about the collapse of the World Trade Center.
I said, hey, call me insane, but did it sort of look like those buildings came down in a controlled demolition?
When I was your age, I could only dream about my parents splitting up.
As the star of the hit sitcom Two and a Half Men, Sheen is seen weekly by about 10 million people. And many of them may end up paying attention to his controversial comments on 9/11.
Charlie Sheen speaks out. Do you agree there is a government cover-up of 9/11? Here's the vote so far. 67% of you say yes, 33% of you say no. Danny says God bless Charlie Sheen for standing up and speaking his mind on what is the most devastating event to hit our nation, 9/11. We also heard from Chris in Ohio. Chris writes, this is a very important issue that must be brought into the mainstream. It is our patriotic duty to make sure we find out why and how 9/11 happened.
Sõna on võtnud ka näitleja Gary Busey.
It is time for us all to dig deeper. Because this could be an inside job. It's time for American citizens to stand up and pay attention to what we're here for and what this country was founded upon. And where it could be going if we, each one of us, does not stand up and write our congressmen, our senators, and let them know we are very concerned with what the Patriot Act means. What is it taking away from us?
Patriot Act annab valitsusele õiguse igat ameeriklast jälgida, pealt kuulata, lugeda inimeste e-maile ja nii edasi. See tähendab, et mitte mingit privaatsust ei ole. Lisaks annab õiguse arreteerida kõiki inimesi, kellel lasub terroristi kahtlus. USA president Barack Obama allkirjastas hiljuti aga veel julmema seaduse 31. detsembril 2011. See seadus lubab igat ameeriklast isegi eluks ajaks vangi panna, kui president seda tahab, ja seda kõike ilma ühegi kohtu otsuseta. Loomulikult tehti see seadus ära ülisalaja, see ei ületanud isegi massimeedia uudiste künnist. Selle seaduse nimi on National Defense Authorization Act, mille jõustumine tähendab, et USA presidendi ja Hitleri vahele võib nüüdsest panna võrdusmärgi. Sarnane seadus kehtib 1. jaanuarist 2012 ka Eestis, mis lubab iga eestlast ilma kohtuotsuseta kuueks kuuks vangi panna. Sellest seadusest ja kuidas see ellu viidi, räägib lähemalt Peeter Proosi film Eesti uus kord, mida saab igaüks internetist tasuta vaadata. 11. septembrist ja üleüldisest tavainimeste vastasest vandenõust räägivad veel teisedki tuntud tegelased. Näiteks Briti rockband Muse pani oma 2009. aastal ilmunud albumi nimeks Resistance vastuhakk, mis räägib haigest 1984 tüüpi maailmast, mida valitsevad suurkorporatsioonid.
Yeah, these very large corporations basically exploiting the world, exploiting people, exploiting nature. So I suppose you could say they is kind of orientated towards what in that book he refers to as the corporatocracy. the idea which that there is like a corporate power which is above our governments, you know, and which have a lot of influence over our governments, you know.
Lisaks Muse'ile on selle vandenõu olemasolu teemadel sõna võtnud veel sellised bändid ja muusikud nagu Foo Fighters, Rush, Megadeth, Lupe Fiasco, Billy Corgan bändist Smashing Pumpkins, Alan Jurgensen bändist Ministry, Tom DeLonge bändist Blink 182, Robbie Williams,
9/11 was an inside job.
Rapper Immoral Technique.
When we talk about 9/11, I myself don't like to give in to conspiracy. So I just say that while I can't come here and say to people, oh, I know exactly what happened, that I know that the government's version is definitely not true.
Kunstnik, filmitegija ja muusik David Lynch.
And those things for me that bother me is the hole in the Pentagon being too small for a plane, the lawn isn't mussed up, and the government's not showing the plane hitting when many cameras photographed it. At the World Trade Center, three buildings came down like demolition.
Muusik Willie Nelson.
What prompted you to look into this from another angle?
Well, I'm just logic. I've seen buildings implode before. I just saw the Texas Stadium implode just a couple of days ago. And these two buildings imploded. And the one next to it, where nothing hit it, no plane hit the one next to it, it just decided to fall on its own. So naturally, I have questions about how
that
happened.
You think something was done inside?
Yes.
Right.
Telestar Rosie O'Donnell.
In America, we are fed propaganda. And if you want to know what's happening in the world, go outside of the U.S. media, because it's owned by four corporations. One of them is this one. And you know what? Go outside of the country to find out what's going on in our own country, because it's frightening. It's frightening. The first time in history that fire has ever melted steel. I do believe that it defies physics for the World Trade Center Tower 7, Building 7, which collapsed in on itself. It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved. World Trade Center 7. World Trader 1 and 2 got hit by planes. 7, miraculously, the first time in history, steel was melted by fire. It is physically impossible.
Skeptikud peaksid ennekõike aga uurima organisatsiooni arhitektid ja insenerid 9-1-1 tõe eest, mille moodustavad rohkem kui 1700 elukutselist arhitekti ja inseneri, kes kõik ütlevad, et hooned ei saanud kokku kukkuda nii, nagu valitsuse versioon väidab.
I'm Richard Gage. I've been a practicing architect for 20 years. I became interested in these collapses after hearing the startling conclusions of a reluctant 9/11 researcher. This has changed my life radically and launched my personal and professional quest for 9/11 truth, inspiring me to found the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Erinevaid oma ala professionaale ühendavaid 9-1-1 organisatsioone on tänaseks tekkinud igas valdkonnas. Nad kõik kinnitavad, et 9-1-1 ametlik versioon ei saa olla tõsi. Suure panuse inimeste äratamiseks on teinud ka Zeitgeist liikumine. Zeitgeisti dokumentaalfilme on näinud sajad miljonid inimesed üle maailma. Eestikeelset infot New World Orderi plaanidest ja tegudest saab lugeda veebis www.vanglaplaneet.ee ja www.vabamõtleja.info. 2006. aastal sai läbi interneti väga populaarseks Dylan Avery film Loose Change, mis on samuti aidanud äratada sadu miljoneid inimesi. Ära tasub mainida ka 2011. aasta dokfilm Thrive, mis läheneb vandenõusse spirituaalsema nurga alt. Meie aja kõige olulisem kirjanik on David Icke, kelle raamatuid Eestis avaldab Matrix kirjastus. Eesti kirjanik ja uurija Jüri Lina on seda kõike kajastanud juba aastakümneid. Informatsiooni selle kõige kohta on niivõrd palju, et seda kõike läbi töödelda on võimatu. Sellepärast ei tasugi piirduda vaid konkreetsete allikatega, vaid uurida ja lugeda kõike ning leida enda tõde. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized. Kogu nii nimetatud 9-1-1 tõe liikumise ja vandenõude paljastuse esivedur on iseseisvalt tegutsev ajakirjanik Alex Jones ja tema meediaorganisatsioon Infowars.com ja PrisonPlanet.com.
CNN, Fox News, you name it, are reporting that the firefighters, the police officers, the National Guard, the medics, the doctors that rush towards the destruction as true heroes on 9/11 are barred from the September 11th, 10th anniversary events in New York. Here's the headline out of CNN. First responders to cry exclusion from 9/11 ceremony. Regardless of what the official story is, whether it's true or not, you can't debate that these men and women were heroes. They rushed in when everybody else ran out. Thousands of first responders died, and they're now barred from being part of the memorial services. And you have to ask yourself why. This is happening because they are questioning the official story, the official fairy tale.
Alex Jones on pea 20 aastat paljastanud erinevaid vandenõusid, mis kõik on aastaid hiljem tõeks osutunud. 3 kuud enne 11. septembrit oli tema poolt eetris selline saade.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today
for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. Very important information. I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press at one of your little drills you had, and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress. And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame. The point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s running the Mujahideen War and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system. I want the White House numbers up there now. A big part of this solution, after you research all the government terrorism and check out what I'm saying is true, call the White House and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And you could save the planet. I'm calling it Operation Expose the Government Terror.
9.11 sündmustest hoiatas ette ka William Cooper. Tuntud patrioot ja vandenõude paljastaja oli võimudele pinnuks silmas olnud juba aastaid.
Supposedly, a CNN reporter found Osama bin Laden, took a television camera crew with him, went into Osama bin Laden's hideout, interviewed him and his top leadership, and he came out and told everybody, within 3 weeks, Osama bin Laden is going to attack the United States and Israel. Now, don't you think that's kind of strange, folks? You see, because the largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years, and can't find him. Some doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew waltzes right into his hideout and interviews him. And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order. I wonder what Osama bin Laden's targets are supposed to be. And if they don't, you know, if this doesn't materialize in the next 2 or 3 weeks, it will eventually materialize because they haven't succeeded in getting the guns out of the hands of the American people, nor have they succeeded in taking our freedoms away. And so I can tell you with a certainty, they must do something terrible in order to stop this backlash and regain the sympathy of the mass herds of sheeple out there.
USA salateenistus tappis William Cooperi 2001. Aasta novembris. Miks meedias sellest ei räägita? Sest tavaline ajakirjanik on kõigest lihtne, hüpnoosi all olev inimene, nagu iga teine. Kõik Eesti meediakonsernid kuuluvad välisma korporatsioonidele. Need omakorda kuuluvad veel suurematele firmadele ja nende kõige suuremate korporatsioonide omanikud on samad inimesed, kes omavad näiteks ka energiakonserne ja sõjatehnikatööstuseid. Kõik Eesti ja ka muu maailma massimeediakanalid saavad oma info lõppkokkuvõttes ikkagi hiigelagentuuridest, nagu CNN, BBC, NBC, Fox, CBS, ABC ja Reuters. See on tegelikult kõik üks ja sama agentuur. Alex Jones nimetab seda korporatsiooni hora meediaks.
The corporate whore media, 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 and also call the corporate whore media and let them know that you know they're covering it up.
Nii toimetavad uudiseid mujalt maailmast ka Eesti ajakirjanikud. Ajakirjanike õpetataksegi võtma uudiseid suuragentuuridest, uurima teisi peavoolusaite ja nii nimetatud copy-paste uudis on omanike jaoks parim. Tänapäeva massimeedias on ainuke uuriv ajakirjandus kollane ajakirjandus, kus ajakirjanik uurib reaalselt avaliku elu tegelase eraelu. Aga poliitilisel tasandil on uuriv ajakirjandus pigem puudulik. Sellepärast ei tea 99% inimestest mitte midagi, ka Bilderbergi grupist. Inimestest, kes otsustavad meie saatuse üle. Bilderbergi grupp ehk B-klubi on iga-aastane mitteametlik ainult kutsetega koosviibimine umbes 120 maailma kõige mõjuvõimsamale inimesele. Sinna kuuluvad 50 kõige võimsama korporatsiooni tippjuhid, kuninglikud perekonnad, Euroopa parlamendi esindajad, Euroopa keskpanga juhid, rahvusvaheline valuutafondi juhid, maailmapanga juhid ja USA föderaalreservi juhid. Üldjuhul peetakse koosviibimisi Euroopas, kuid iga 3 aasta tagant ka USA's. Loomulikult toimuvad need kõige luksuslikumates hotellides. Bilderbergide esimene kohtumine toimus 1954. aastal Bilderbergi nimelises hotellis Oosterbeekis, Hollandis. Kuid kõige varasemad märkmed Bilderbergi nimelise rühmituse kohta ulatuvad juba 800 aasta tagusesse minevikku.
Ever since the Bilderberg group first met, the exact purpose of the talks has never been fully explained. The delegates meet in secret for 3 days of discussions, but nothing they talk about is ever revealed afterwards.
Delegatsioon kohtub salaja 3-päevaseks miitinguks, kuid selle sisu on alati jäänud avaldamata. Bilderbergid räägivad sellest, kuidas maailm toimima peaks. Nad tahavad oma kontrolli alla rahva arvu, õhku, päikest, absoluutselt kõike meie planeedil. Seal määratakse kindlaks, millal algavad sõjad, planeeritakse naftahindu, majanduskrahve ja õnnistatakse ametisse USA president. Barack Obama ja Hillary Clinton osalesid Bilderbergi kohtumisel 2008. aastal Virginias. 2012. aasta Bilderbergi kohtumisel osales ka USA presidendi kandidaat Mitt Romney, keda proovitakse Obama vastu välja vahetada. Üks edukamaid Bilderbergide uurijaid ja paljastajad on endine USA ajakirjanik Jim Tucker. Jim Tucker väidab, et keegi ei tea Bilderbergidest, kuna need, kes kontrollivad meediat, kuuluvad ka ise sinna gruppi.
Tell me how long you've been looking into the Bilderbergs.
Precisely since 1975, because I'd spent 20 happy years with the mainstream media, I was asked, what do you think about Bilderberg? I said, I never heard of them. I was shocked and outraged that I could be in the news business all my life and not be aware of a group called Bilderberg. But at that point, made it my business to check those turkeys out quite thoroughly.
Can you get off the property, please?
Well, Jim has some questions for you.
I need you to move off the property.
If 120 NFL football players or if 120 film stars went behind locked and guarded doors for a 3-day closed meeting, you'd bust your butts trying to find out what transpired. But now you have no curiosity. You don't dare. Your publisher will not let you have any curiosity.
Mitmed Bilderbergi uurijad usuvad, et gruppi üks suurimaid plaane on vähendada drastiliselt inimeste arvu maailmas. Bilderberglane Dr. Henry Kissinger märgib 1974. aasta avalduses, et maailma rahvastikku tuleb vähendada 50%. Tolle ajal oli meid ümmarguselt 4 miljardit. Kuid ühes väikeses, keila suuruses linnas nimega Elberton, mis asub Georgia osariigis USA's, leiame midagi tõeliselt šokeerivat. Nimelt asub seal Georgia Guidestones, ehk rahvakeeli Ameerika Stonehenge. See ehitati 1979. aastal kadunuks jäänud R.C. Christiani tellimusel. Nendel teadmata põhjustel rajatud kiviplaatidel on kirjas 8. keeles järgmine tekst. Et kõik riigid valitseksid end ise ning lahendaks oma vaidlused maailmakohtus. Ühendage inimkond ühise uue keelega. Hoidke minimarvu alla 500 miljoni. Alla 500 miljoni inimese. Kes ja miks lasi selle ehitise rajada? globalistide paljastamisega tegelevad suur hulk aktiviste.
We gave away 10,000 here last year. You know, you've seen our hits on Google Video, you know, 7 million plus since last August on one alone, and before that 10 and 15 million on some different ones. So we've distributed this around the world, and plus last year it aired on the History Channel in Australia and New Zealand.
I handed out myself probably 5,000 DVDs in the last 2 years. So I just keep trying to push. I push a lot of literature out, I push a lot of DVDs out.
We as the Americans have been brainwashed, quote unquote, to believe since we were born that it's okay to just say, oh, the elite are going to be the elite and there's nothing we can do about it. That's not true.
For thousands of years, the strong have tried to enslave the weak. And the people of the people, you know, people for the people, try to rise out in protest and say, no, we're not going to be enslaved. We're
never suspected anything about 9/11. I thought these conspiracy guys were a bunch of kooks. I didn't believe a GD thing. Then I saw Loose Change. I checked it. I did the research. I was shocked. And I've never been the same since.
Tekib küsimus, mis on tõde? Tõde on see, mis sa oma südames tunned.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man, it's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? So wow. Listen. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. 'Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit or look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. 'Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Now I don't rap with dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth,
City
nigga.
City Records was 80 seconds away from the tower. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
Jeder
weil es liegt doch auf der Hand. Es war mit Bock und Rollmusik nicht immer leicht in diesem Land. Was in mir sitzt, ist weiß gespritzt, das ist mir völlig klar, obgleich ich Whisky check und du seitdem in USA ich war. Dort sagst Falco, you are wonderful, komm, habt's mir langsam gern. Wenn's meine Records trotzdem kaufen bittet, tät es mich nicht stern. Das Typische an mir, ich bin untypisch ganz und gar, einmal hoch und einmal tief. Einmal gespritzt, dann wieder klar. Ihr werdet's mir nehmen müssen, wie ich bin. Ich sag's euch lieber gleich, zeigt's mir den nächsten schlanken Fuß, dann bin ich für euch live dabei. Amerika, hört's ihr mal klar, was wir mal echt vermissen kann. Wenn's der nicht weiß, wer dann, wann der Mr. Smisser klotzen hat, verkauf mir ja man kann. Der Herr war dick, das Madel slick, so den er alle fragt. What's your name? Er nimmt 2000 Cash, das Dirndl sagt. Ihr werdet uns nehmen müssen, wie wir sind, wir sagen's euch lieber gleich. Sagt uns den nächsten Präsident.